Reddit gets hacked, and yes, SMS 2FA is still the worst option. An Apple iPhone chip manufacturer gets hit with a virus, and hackers get arrested for their role in 100-plus breaches. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for August 7, 2018, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. This weekend is DEF CON in Las Vegas, Nevada, so if you will be there, definitely check out the Hack 5 booth in the vendor hall for some awesome deals. I will also be giving a keynote speech, which I'm super excited about, at Diana Initiative on Thursday morning, and I will also be around the con floor shooting for the show, of course. And according to Darren Kitchen, which is the CEO and host of Hack 5, we will also be doing a meetup at 7 p.m. in the Wi-Fi Village on Saturday night, so definitely join us if you are interested. Now, our Patreon is over at patreon.com/threatwire, and that is the best way to support the show and will help us reach our next goal. So if you want access to exclusives, including the brand new Discord server, check out the Patreon link in the show notes below. And special thanks to our newest patrons, including Caitlin, Ronald, Mikey, Bruno, Baywatch, and EJ. And now, on to the news. Our first story is with Reddit. Unnamed hackers stole some old and new information from Reddit during a breach, including current email addresses and salted and hashed passwords from 2007. The leak of data also included pre-2007 data such as usernames, public messages, and private messages. The hacker also accessed a logging backup of email digest sent to users, which contained data connecting a username to an email address. But of course, if you did not have that feature turned on, you were not affected. Lastly, they also compromised the source code, configuration files, and workspace files, which could be used at a later time for further breaches. So first off, you should probably change your password, because those passwords from 2007, while they may have been salted and hashed, that's by 2007 standards, not 2008. The hack happened between June 14th and June 18th, and Reddit discovered the issue on June 19th, at which point an investigation was opened. Law enforcement has been notified, and users will be receiving messages about the hack if they are affected as well. An official statement was released on Reddit's website at the beginning of August. According to the statement, employee accounts with their cloud and source code hosting providers were compromised. Now, while Reddit itself requires app-based or token two-factor authentication, their cloud provider does not. And since its best form of security is one that has vulnerabilities, the attackers were easily able to do SIM swapping. Now, that is where an attacker takes control of a SIM card number, usually via social engineering, a cell carrier employee, and they swap that number to a new SIM in their own burner phone, so that they then receive the two-factor authentication messages and codes, and any other messages that were able to be received by the original user in the first place. So why was the cloud provider using SMS-based authentication instead of app-based 2FA or a hardware token like a YubiKey? Well, SMS-based 2FA often gives companies and their users a false sense of security. But as seen in this example with Reddit, anyone could end up being a target, especially if you have access to crucial information for the company that you work for. Like, for example, in Reddit's case, source code. Now, while companies are moving in the right direction, having just SMS 2FA as the only option or offering it as a fallback does potentially do more harm than good. So focusing on offering better options is truly, truly important. The Reddit post also explains that the access was read-only and no Reddit user information could have been altered. The server access contained backups, logs, and source code, and Reddit has already taken the active approach to change and rotate all security keys and is looking into enhancing how they store backups. TSMC said that a computer virus outbreak began spreading across their production lines on Friday night. It's an outbreak that was caused by the WannaCry ransomware, the company confirmed last week in a call with reporters. They shut down late on Friday after their new chips were hit with a virus, and this is hugely affecting the factory's production to the point where they halted a week of production of that chip. They have been attacked by viruses in the past, but they had never affected the ability for the factory to continue production. TSMC said that 80% of their equipment that was previously infected is now recovered at time of recording. Now, TSMC is the world's largest maker of semiconductors and processors. They were in the process of creating making these brand new chips for Apple's newest line of phones. And those processors that control the Apple iPhone, those were the ones that the viruses were attacking. Now, according to the company, this infection was not due to a hacker in the production site, but instead it was caused by an install that was done incorrectly. The install made the specific device vulnerable to WannaCry malware, and once it connected to the company network, it was able to spread and pivot to all the other vulnerable devices on that network. The correct virus scanning protocol was not followed, and the incident could have been avoided. Now, TSMC stated that, quote, data integrity and confidential information was not compromised. TSMC has taken actions to close this security gap and further strengthen security measures. They're now estimating a loss of 3% of revenue this year, because the delay in shipment costs. The company addressed different aspects of this situation in their yearly report as well. In a segment on cybersecurity, the company is quite transparent by admitting that they will not be able to stay completely immune to future cyber attacks. They say that they recognize the fact that vulnerabilities will continue to change, and there is a risk that an attack could result in the loss of company information. They do plan to create good practices of security updates and virus scanning in the near future. Over the past 5 years, several high-profile hacks have occurred to U.S. companies, all from the same hacking group. These companies included Chipotle, Chili's, Arby's, Sonic, Red Robin, and a lot more, plus a series of U.S. individuals that were targeted as well. Alongside these, the hacks also targeted companies in the U.K., Australia, and France. The hacking group behind these attacks, which is dubbed Carbonac or Fin7, stole in total over €1 billion from banks by using malware and phishing emails, targeting 6,500 point-of-sales terminals at 3,600 businesses in the U.S. Now, in total, 15 million credit cards were stolen, and those credit cards were used in purchases or they ended up being sold for profit. Three different suspects, Dmytro Fedorov, Fedir Haladjer, and Andrei Kopakov, and I am so sorry if I totally butchered those names, were all accused of the hacks. These three different men were part of the Fin7 hacking group and were arrested earlier this year in Europe, but the press release about the details was only posted now since the indictment was just unsealed. The DOJ is charging the men with 26 felony counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, computer hacking, access device fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Each. Haladjer allegedly was the sysadmin for Fin7, while Fedorov and Kolpakov supervised lower-level hackers in the group. According to the DOJ, this group was using malware to attack ATMs, banks, and point-of-sales for 5 years with the Carbonac malware, during which time they also developed a baking Trojan called Cobalt, which just so happens to be based off Cobalt Strike, a well-known penetration testing software suite. Spear phishing emails were sent to employees of these banks or these companies, and as long as one of the attachments was open, the Carbonac malware would spread. The email was disguised as, for example, a request to do a takeout order for an enclosed order form for catering. So the order form would be a Word file laced with malware, and this allowed the attackers to transfer money to ATMs that they ended up monitoring. None of the suspects have pleaded guilty in the case so far, so the conviction is still in the process. Patrons, make sure to share your favorite stories in the community tab or on Discord, and every Friday I will pick three or more top stories for a voting poll that patrons can vote on to be included in next week's show. Patrons also get access to a downloadable audio version of the show, first looks at show topics, polls, discussions just for patrons, behind the scene photos, and now a Discord server just for patrons at $2 per month and up. Join now to get access to all of these and help support this show, because we cannot do it without you. Our next milestone goal gets you access to a live video Q&A just for patrons at all levels, and it gets us closer to doing a second episode each and every week. Also, a big thanks to our Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sending in these adorable and wonderful fur baby photos. I love the new one. Thank you so much. I love them. Keep them coming. Hit that subscribe button or share this episode on your favorite social media page as well. And with that, I am Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.